It's Thursday, August 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Delta Airlines has upped its game in the vaccine pressure campaign. Stopping short of a mandate, Delta has said that unvaccinated employees will have their health insurance premiums increased by $200 a month. They cited the high cost of treating employees who have been hospitalized, which averages out to $50,000 per person. Leslie Josephs, airline reporter at CNBC, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Leslie.
Thank you.
Well, we have the vaccine pressure campaign starting in the airline industry. There have been a few airlines that have mandated vaccines for their employees. Obviously, we saw the Pfizer vaccine get full approval by the FDA earlier this week. But Delta is doing something interesting. They're saying if you're unvaccinated, we're going to up your health insurance premiums. You have to start paying $200 a month just to cover the cost of not being vaccinated. So interesting point there. So Leslie, how are they doing it? What's going on?
So this is kind of unusual amongst airlines and even amongst big U.S. corporations. And it is something that HR consultants say that we could see more of soon. Delta, the CEO, said today that it costs the company $50,000 when an employee is hospitalized. This is a self-funded insurance program that Delta has. So starting November 1st, they're saying that unvaccinated workers are going to have to pay $200 more in their health insurance premiums. So that's a pretty big monthly charge for people who are unvaccinated. There are also other measures that Delta announced today. Their immediate masking. If you are unvaccinated in any indoor Delta space, headquarters or otherwise, and you're going to have to start in September taking regular COVID tests weekly if you are unvaccinated. And then also if you catch COVID and you're not vaccinated starting late September, you're going to have to use your sick days for that. Whereas before, Delta was pay protecting everybody.
Yeah, that's an interesting one right there. You know, my company as well, iHeartMedia, offers some of that pay protection as well. You get COVID, you don't have to use sick days. There's special sick supplemental pay set aside for that. But that's an interesting one too. Like I said, part of the pressure campaign almost, because they're stopping pretty short of a mandate, but you know, everything is pushing you into that. So yeah, you'll have to start using your own personal sick days at that point. And you did note it in the article, this was a change in approach by Delta, not by United Healthcare, who runs their health insurance plans.
That's right. Yeah, this is a Delta initiative. And like you mentioned, Delta did stop short of this mandate. And we've seen this in other companies, too. It's kind of like, do you use the carrot or the stick? And Delta has been offering, extra pay or time off. And we see that at American Airlines as well. But now they're kind of putting the cost onto the employee to urge as many people as possible to be vaccinated. And we should know that Delta has about 75,000 employees, CEO Ed Bastian saying today about three quarters of them are vaccinated. So they want to get to 100%. This is an industry that is so dependent on this virus going away, or at least cases falling, so that business travel comes back. We see leisure travel at, you know, the levels we were at in 2019, and their financial security pretty much depends on it.
Yeah, that 75%, though, is actually a pretty good vaccination rate there. So, yeah, just need to get over, you know, just a little bit more. What else does the landscape look like with the airlines? Who is mandating stuff? Who's going kind of this Delta route?
Yeah, we are seeing a split amongst airlines. United Airlines was the first one to come out earlier this month and mandate vaccines for its entire U.S. workforce, about 68,000 people. And the way that's going to work is it's going to be, the way they set it up was 5 weeks after the FDA gives full approval to one of the vaccines, which of course they did this week with the Pfizer vaccine. So that puts it at September 27th. And it's a very strict mandate. They say you could face termination if you don't get this vaccine. There are exceptions for religious and medical reasons, but it is an extremely strict mandate. We have seen Hawaiian Airlines also is going to be mandating vaccines. Alaska Airlines is thinking about it, and they told employees that earlier this month, and they said it would only happen after the FDA made the step that it took on Monday, giving full approval to one of the vaccines. And Frontier Airlines kind of is in the middle. They are saying that you have to get vaccinated, and if you don't, if you choose to, so you can still elect whether to get it or not, you will have to have a regular COVID test. We have not seen American Airlines, which is offering, you know, extra pay or time off for employees to get vaccinated, you know, extra vacation day next year, for example, or Southwest. And we have heard from a lot of pilot unions, including at Delta, that they want to keep it voluntary. So I think airlines are also weighing what are the reactions going to be from some of our critical employees.
Yeah, and that was what my next question. So we've seen pushback from the pilots union. Have we seen it in other areas, or has it been kind of relegated to that for the most part?
We have heard it from one of the unions at United, the IAM that represents their ramp and customer service workers. They had told us last week that there is some hesitance amongst some of their members to get vaccinated. Some have threatened to quit. Time will tell if this happens on September 27th by the time of the deadline. But the union also told us United is within their legal rights, and there isn't really a legal challenge that they could mount to this, even though some of the members might be asking them to sue the companies. So their hands are tied in that regard.
Well, this is all a push to, obviously for Delta not to spend so much money if their employees do get hospitalized, but also to keep everybody healthier and safe, even for the passengers themselves. They've extended that mask wearing deadline. It was supposed to expire in September. How long did they extend it to now?
So the TSA, or the Biden administration as a whole, really has extended that mask mandate. September 14th was going to be when it was lifted, and now it's going to be the middle of January. I believe it's the 18th of January. So we're going to, if you're flying during the holidays, you're going to have to wear a mask on a plane. And that's not much of a surprise. And just looking at the case numbers of COVID, so it doesn't look like that's something that's going to be lifted. But the airlines, they want their employees to be vaccinated so that when demand continues to tick up, they don't have staffing shortages. I mean, those are things that we've seen over the summer. So it's, add staffing shortages, add to that the potential for your workers to get severe COVID. That's a worry amongst the executives for sure.
Well, we'll see if any other airlines go this Delta route. But for now, as I mentioned, the vaccine campaign continues. Leslie Josephs, yes. Airline reporter at CNBC. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.